This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. For some people, the instrument of philanthropy is a check. Tom Pringle uses shovels.
I take the shovels to outlying areas in Tijuana where the people are building their houses or mixing cement. And whenever possible, I try to trade an old one for a new one.
A Santa Rosa area landscaper and artist who still fondly recalls living in Tijuana for a time 25 years ago, Pringle has been making yearly trips to the Mexican city almost every fall or winter since 1991, supported by modest donations from local folks. He buys the shovels in Tijuana, loads them into the back of a pickup truck, and with a Mexican friend, sets out to find folks who might need them.
We just take off. Tijuana is a burgeoning population, and the people are forced further and further away out into the hills. We try to find new construction, new young families trying to build their homes and lay foundations.
Often, Pringle says, the need for a better tool is appallingly obvious.
I'm a gardener, and a shovel is a very important tool, but I've never worn out one to the extent that these people in Tijuana do. They're very badly beaten up. If it's a pointed shovel, it gets worn down into almost a heart-shaped configuration. Maybe 6 to 8 inches of the point is totally removed and reversed. And they're cracked, some of them. A lot of times if somebody breaks a handle, they'll use an old stick or a branch and keep on working.
By making an exchange rather than a gift, Tom not only respects the pride of the people he helps, but he is also able to make his efforts reach further.
A certain percentage of them are repairable, and I spend at least a day or two every visit repairing the old shovels. I match up the good pieces of metal with the good handles, and then I distribute those as well. I get a certain satisfaction out of that part of the job. Then I recycle the old metal, sell it for scrap. And then I bring some back to show people.
Over the past 19 years, Pringle estimates he has distributed around 1,000 new shovels, give or take a couple hundred, but he's hard-pressed to cite a typical exchange.
I've found people shoveling sand with a shovel that didn't have a handle to it. Sometimes I try to give a shovel to somebody, and they may have an old shovel. It doesn't look too nice, but it's actually better than the one I'm trying to trade. There's a vast variety in the exchanges.
Occasionally, Tom will branch out, giving away blankets during a cold spell or providing other needed building materials. But shovels remain his tool of choice.
I like to shovel. I'm a gardener. I dig in the dirt and I dig it. But it is kind of a fundamental tool that people need. I mean, if you look at old photos from the 1890s, of workers, you'll spot a shovel in there almost all the time.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.